Rick Rabin is a technical consultant and trainer with the Massachusetts Coalition for Occupational Safety and Health, MASCOSH. He was on the front line of the temp worker right campaign in the state.
So I was going to say that they saved the last for the best, but that really wouldn't be true. Okay.
Which button do I push?
Enter, okay. So I'm with MASCOSH, Coalition for Occupational Safety and Health, and what I want to talk about is really a partial solution to the problems that you've all heard today and in other sessions. Okay. Again, no relationships to disclose. And I'm sorry that doesn't come out too well, but MASCOSH is a group like about 14 or 15 others around the country that provide help to workers on health and safety and related matters. And several years ago, we formed a worker center and services in general to focus our efforts on the most vulnerable groups, the immigrant groups. Just also before I forget, if there's any material here that you'd like that's about MASCOSH and the kind of work we do, please help yourself. So you've heard so much about what kinds of workers there are who do temp work and who day labor and so forth. So that actually saves me a little bit of work. Because I don't need to go into a whole lot of detail. There are just a few things that I wanted to say that are either back up or provide a little additional evidence. One is that there was a survey done by the Department of Public Health in Massachusetts a few years ago asking people whether or not they'd ever heard of OSHA. They conducted a far larger interview, but there are a couple questions here. And as you can see, U.S.-born people, about 40%, had heard of OSHA. And if you go down to other country, the immigrants, it is extremely low number of people who had ever heard of OSHA. Now, actually, it's a little disturbing that only 41% had ever heard of OSHA. And that's among U.S.-born people. The other thing is, had they ever heard of workers' compensation? And never heard of it, is only 15% U.S.-born, but over half of immigrants had never heard of it. And actually, that surprised me a little bit that many had heard of workers' compensation. I'm going to pass over. Here in Massachusetts, again, we see that this follows the national pattern of the number of agencies and people in the temp field going just an astronomical increase over the last 50 years or so. And what's of particular interest is that about a third is estimated are in the low-wage industrial commercial area. And it's still growing, and the percent of that are immigrants is also increasing. You've heard about the occupations and the industries from other people. Same sort of abusive conditions, lack of benefits, workers' comp, and so on and so forth, working in an underground economy where the companies are simply not registered, they pay in cash, and as you've heard, there's rampant wage theft as well. And in fact, the problem is so bad that about 6 or 7 years ago or so, in Massachusetts, the several agencies within the state government set up what they call a joint enforcement task force on the underground economy and employee misclassification. So what that is, that's bureaucraties to say that they're going to concentrate on employers who abuse their employees through various subterfuges. Now, what's crucial here is that many temp agencies, if you look up, for instance, you look them up in the phone book, you won't find them. They don't give their employees their name, their other identifying information. Ditto for the host company where they go to for their work. So let's say, so what's the problem with this? Well, let's say somebody gets injured and they go to the host employer and the host employer says, no, you need to talk to the temp agency. Okay. Well, all I have for the temp agency is maybe a cell phone number or a fax number. So they come to us, MassCosh, or they go to the Attorney General for enforcement, and they say, well, you know, we ask, well, who was this? And they say, well, all I've got is this phone number. Well, the phone number, you know, all you get is a voicemail, or it's disconnected, etc. So how do you enforce people's rights? They have the rights. There's OSHA, there's the Attorney General, there's the Commission Against Discrimination. But how can anybody enforce these rules, these laws, if they can't get hold of the violator? So what happened after years of encountering this sort of problem, well, here's an example of a quote of retaliation, but again, the problem of what do we do about it. So a number of years ago, MassCosh and many community allies got together and said, okay, what kind of legislation do we need to take care of this problem so that we can actually enforce people's rights? Well, one of the, after talking to numerous people who've had these kinds of conditions, and I'll talk about this case study in a second, we decided that we needed legislation that would require the temp agency to provide in writing their name, address, telephone number, the address, telephone number, etc., of where they were going to do the work, what kind of work were they going to do, how much they were going to be paid, what their anticipated hours were, what they were going to be charged for transportation or expenses such as that. We got a lot of pushback for a number of years by the temp agency industry. And after about 4 or 5 years, we managed to get this through. But examples of people who testified, such as this Patricia, were very convincing. Okay. Again, person who goes to work for a company that only has an unmarked van, is told to simply lie to the IRS about the number of dependents she had, wasn't told what kind of wages she was going to get. When she went to the printing company where she actually did the work, no protective equipment, traveled in a very overcrowded van, so no seat belts were possible, and they took $35 a week out of her pay for transportation, which meant that in fact she was getting, when you take all the deductions, she was getting less than the state minimum wage. And if she was told that she was, her day was finished at, say, 3 o'clock, but the van didn't come to pick her up for several hours more because other people were working, she would have to sit out in the cold for hours to wait for the van. Okay. So to sum up the kind of conditions that people had, here's a cartoon from several decades ago, actually, but it's still pertinent. The company's simply elated with the work that you've, the way you handled that dangerous job that nobody wanted, so we're giving you another one. Now, as I mentioned, we worked with numerous groups to pass this legislation, and we nicknamed it the Real Coalition, Reform Employment Agency Law. Real. And we worked with unions, community groups, legal groups, faith-based organizations. And we had, as I mentioned, so the legislation that we were looking for required this kind of information. Okay. One abuse that hasn't been mentioned is not only were people overcharged for transportation, but if they got a check, if they were handed a check by the temp agency, since most people that they employ don't have their own checking account, the temp agency was very generous to cash their check for an exorbitant fee. So we had an inside-outside strategy. Part of the strategy inside was to speak with, lobby all the state senators and other legislators who we thought would be on the fence or would be with us. We spoke with all of the members of the committee that that oversees the legislation. These are people waiting outside one of the offices of the legislators. This is one of the, on the right is the main sponsor, the guy with the jacket and tie on the right. We also had an outside strategy where a number of things we did. One is we would go out to these temp agencies, out in the street, and harass them, basically, from telling the public that they were abusing the workers and they needed to stop doing that. On the left is a meeting that we held with one of these temp agencies that, in fact, you can say they caved into us or they became cooperative, however, but they agreed to support the legislation that we were pushing, and they meant to assist us in any way they could. So here you can see this guy on the left is not too happy to see them. This is from one of the temp agencies. We also went and held kind of skits, street theater, rallies, and we did have some success with the Boston Globe reporting on individual cases and the state legislation that we were after. And we did succeed finally in 2013. With the legislation that we got was pretty much all of the points that I mentioned to address the need to identify who and where people are going to work. And here we are going after one of those agencies. Thank you.